Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly.
Welcome back. Family Tip on the MGM Network. It is great to have you with us on a Tuesday. Ah, it's only Tuesday. Bummer. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. God, I tell you what, Chelsea, I have no idea what is in store for me today, because normally I go home and it's, you know, I make some breakfast, watch a little Law and Order, fall asleep, which I always do. But yesterday, the lovely Catherine came home and she was super stressed out, and she works all the time. As I always say, I work hard, she works harder. And she was so stressed out. And I was like, why don't you just take a day off? Like, you could use a mental health day. You're always working. You said you don't have any meetings tomorrow, which is a rarity for you. Everyone in your department takes days off on a, not a regular basis, but you haven't taken any days off. Just give yourself a day of rest. She's like, yeah, I think I will. Like, seriously, do it. You work all the time. And she's like, I will. And I was like, okay. And then I'll get home tomorrow around 9:30-ish. What do you want to do? She's like, I don't know. Maybe I want to go to Target. I was like, okay. Maybe we get coffee in the morning. I was like, well, we can do that. She was like, okay, but maybe get in the hot tub. I was like, well, yeah, we could do that too. I don't know. I might want to take a Pilates class. I was like, okay. So I have no idea what the day is going to throw me, but it could be a mishmash of all sorts of things.
I think that's the tough part of people who have very busy schedules is that you're so used to being busy that when you have a day off, you don't know what to do with it.
1,000%.
Like, because Jake always asks me, he's like, you always complain about like not doing anything fun for yourself. Cause I don't, like, I'm always carting people around. Mm-hmm. But then he's like, well, let's do something fun today. What's something fun you want to do? And you're like, well, I don't know. You know, when you have the opportunity, you don't even know what to choose because it has been so long since you do like fun things. And especially on weekdays, like what's the ceiling for like fun activities in like the window of like a Tuesday afternoon? You know, it's not like you can go on a trip or something. So like going to Target does sound nice. And like that's, you know, in the ballpark of like what I would do with the day off if I ever had one.
I think that's what we're going to do. My gut is I'm going to get home. I think she's going to sleep in. And so I'll probably crawl back into bed. We'll probably just chill till like 11, then wake up. Then I think we go get coffee. We mosey to Target. We come back. We watch a little bit. I work on the show for a couple hours, and then maybe we get in the hot tub, something like that, call it a day. I think we'll narrow down the number of activities and then go for it. But it should be a pretty good day. I'm excited for her. I'm just going to be, hey, you tell me what you want to do, and we're going to do it.
I think some days you need just days to not have things on the schedule.
Yeah.
Like, you need days for your brain to just be like, hey, I don't need to have, like, a itinerary for this day where you can just relax for a second. You don't have to be somewhere, but let me float this idea. And like, this has been, you know, something I've been thinking about is, do you guys decorate for fall or Halloween? Because as a housewife, you know, I've been thinking, I think it's time. I think the last week of September is when you put your Halloween decorations up. Because like, think about it. If you go all out, like that's only like a month. And then, of course, as soon as Halloween is over, you know, Christmas is lurking around the corner. So I think we'll be decorating for that soon. So do you guys decorate for fall, or is it just Christmas?
mainly Christmas. But what we will do, which we have to get on, is we have to decide what we're going to dress for Halloween. How we're going to dress for Halloween. Yeah, that's a big deal for us because we always go out every Halloween. We always dress up in pretty intricate costumes. So, you know, sort of along those same lines. I mean, it's going to be here in about a month. We got to figure that out. So that's something we'll probably discuss today as well. What will they discuss on Bet Sweats? Joe O, Sammy P. They're going to react to what we saw last night in Charm City. Lions and Ravens to look at early Heisman odds. Michael Felder joins the show at 10 o'clock to talk college football. And then Will Brinson from CBS Sports will join at 11 for more pro football. Coming up on this show tomorrow on the Daily Tip, Doug Bell, our good friend from CBS Sports, will join at 8 o'clock to preview the Ryder Cup. That should be exciting. And Michael Robinson, Super Bowl champion, 2005 Big Ten co-offensive player of the year at Penn State, will join us at 8:20 and help us preview Penn State and Oregon, a massive game this weekend in college football. Okay, our bets are set. Got the cards ready to go, so let's get to it.
Time to place your bets.
Chelsea, a couple squad plays, which I like to see.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'm going to be betting on one of the most meaningful games on the slate today between the Tigers and the Guardians. If you didn't know, the Tigers are in danger of absolutely blowing it in their division because they only have a one-game lead over the team they're playing today, and that is the Guardians. But luckily for the Tigers, they've got their ace on the hill in Tariq Skubal, who has been very good against the Guardians. So the play that I'm going to make here is not banking on a cold Tigers offense. I'm going to bank on both of these starting pitchers to be really good because we have seen this in this matchup. So I'm going to go first five under 3.5 runs for -125 because both of these pitchers have good numbers overall, but even better numbers against this specific team. You look at Gavin Williams for the Guardians, 11 shutout innings over two starts against the Tigers. You look at Tariq Skubal this year against the Guardians, 22 innings, only one run against the Guardians this year, including a complete game shutout. So the fact that you get a 3.5 in the first five innings between two teams who are in the bottom 10 of WRC Plus in offense over the last month, I think this is a bargain, especially when the full game total is 6.5. So first five under 3.5 runs between the Guardians.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
And the Tigers.
All right, I will be on that as well. Also taking the Reds on the money line. We shopped around, found it at -154, hosting the Pirates. And this is a very good pitching matchup. I would maybe lean towards the under, but I just like the Reds on the money line instead. And this is really about what Cincinnati is playing for, which is trying to hang in the wild card hunt. You have Johan Oviedo going for the Buccos. He's been very good, made some money on him this season. But I do think he could regress here. Gave up 4 runs in 5 innings to the Cubs in his last start. Brady Singer gets the call for Cincinnati. Allowed 4 earned runs over his last 17 2/3 innings, struck out 15 during that time. He's 8-4 at home this season, ERA of 3.07. And again, the Reds need this to stay in the wild card race. Season is over for the Buccos. Pirates are 23-52 on the road this season, straight up. Let's go Reds on the money line.
Yeah, I like that one as well. For all the reasons you mentioned, and shout out to you for finding the best price available. I think it's -160 at MGM. But for good reason. The Reds still have something to play for. They've been good at home this year, 44-34. Meanwhile, you look at the Pirates away from home this year, 23-52. So not a good team to back on the road. So I'll be with you on the Reds.
One more play. I'm going to go Royals, Angels, over 8. I'm going to play it down from 8 and a hook. If you want to play it over 8 and a hook, that is just fine. You don't want to lay the juice. I get that. We're seeing some 9s in some places. Cole Reagan's going for Kansas City. Sam Aldegari going for the Halos. I wish I could find someone else on this game, but I like it. Here's the thing. Cole Reagan's back from rehab, but he is essentially the same pitcher we saw earlier in the year, right? ERA over 5. He's not going to go long because they want to keep him healthy. So then you get to that Royals bullpen, which is meh, okay. Aldegari has been, well, he's been a rookie in the majors. He's gotten roughed up. In his debut, went 2.5 shutout innings or 2 1/3 shutout innings against the Red Sox, then gave up 5 earned in his second start in just 2 innings. So he will not go long in this game. Behind him is the worst bullpen in the American League. And this isn't the most scientific way to bet, but if you look at when these individual pitchers have taken the mound, all we see is just these run-scoring, you know, these run-scoring events where, look at Reagan's in his last 4 starts. Final score of 10-1, 10-3, 7-5, 7-5. Aldegari in his last 2, 11-9, 13-1. So, again, that's not necessarily something that ends up being something that you follow trend-wise, but there's no question that there's a lot of run support and a lot of runs given up whenever these two guys are on the mound. So I'm going to play this down to 8 and go over 8 out in L.A. between the Royals and the Angels.
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense, especially when you factor in the bullpens of these teams, because mm-hmm. think about it. We are deep in September. You are pulling all the depth that you can muster. So it's a lot of young guys coming up from AAA, and, you know, they're just thrown into the mix. So when mm-hmm. you're talking about games that don't mean anything, it's just, you know, guys that probably should still be in AAA, and that's why you mentioned the numbers for the Angels bullpen have not been good.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of pitchers this time of year, a lot of franchises are trying out some of these younger arms, just trying to get them some run, get them some experience. And this is one of those situations where I think you can take advantage of that. See a lot of people on Kansas City on the money line. I get that, but I like the over instead. Before we get to Sammy P, let's bring in the Donkster. He's ready to go. Donkster, get on in here. Good morning. This segment is brought to you by Moby Dickies in Hendersonville, Tennessee, where Natalie works the afternoon shift and the fish spread is always $11.95.
Are you back on this again?
I wish I were back on Natalie.
Oh, whoa. Hey, Donkster, let's not do that.
Her favorite meal is the Wham Bam Shrimp.
That doesn't make you sound very good. Yeah, I mean, that sounds good, though.
And tell them the Donkster sent you.
Okay. We'll do that. Do you have a bet?
Cubs. Money line. -120. Hosting the Mets.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Well, how long have you been gambling? A day?
Coming up next on Bet Sweats, there's our guy. Bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, ready to go. Sammy P. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Wham, bam, shrimp.
Well, I think it's like Bam Bam Shrimp. Like, doesn't everybody have their own spin on that, but they can't call it Bam Bam Shrimp? So I'm sure that's what that is.
So, bam. As you know, Chelsea, I'm very new in the Instagram game. My algorithm, believe it or not, is just all food. I'll send you a screenshot. Ah. It's all food. I've seen this new thing, orange chicken fries. They look outstanding.
Oh, those sound
good. This is not a part of my algorithm. I wish it was. My algorithm, unfortunately, is because I have a lot of friends in the media business. It's like, oh, she likes attractive sportscasters. So it's like, no, I'm heterosexual. These are just my friends. So I would rather have the food algorithm.
Oh, it's all food with the occasional, like, screen cap of Jenks. Just, like, with his mouth open.
Mouth wide.
Losing a bet.
They're never good. Losing is Jen. Like, oh, it's a terrible look. And he lost all 4 bets. Hey, quick take on Lions-Ravens last. Are you over the Ravens?
I'm not over them. I was never on them. I don't trust the quarterback. I never have.
Well, I mean, can't deny what we saw last night. Under pressure and once again in a big spot, Ravens go down. Can't wait to hear what you guys have to say about it. Thank you, Sammy P. That's going to do it for this edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For Chelsea Messenger and our entire fantastic crew, I'm Michael Jenkins. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.